That was wonderful music, wasn't it?
刚才的音乐非常美，是不是？
Today we're going to talk about how to get joy and to keep it.
今天我们讲到的内容是如何获得并且保持喜乐。
So I need you to fasten your seatbelt as we go on a joy ride.
所以大家系好安全带，我们要来一场喜乐之旅。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 to 25.
让我们来看加拉太书第五章二十二到二十五节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
加拉太书五章二十二至二十五节这样说：圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
So we're going to focus on the fruit of the spirit of joy.
我们今天要集中看一下圣灵所结的喜乐的果子。
And I had pulled an old sermon from Charles Spurgeon. Number 1582 is 1582 sermon. And he gave this on February 6, 1881 about joy.
我要引用一下斯布珍以前写过的一篇讲道，是他第1582篇讲道，是在1881年2月6日的主日所讲的。
So over 120 years ago.
那是120年以前的事情了。
And he said, as for joy, it is not the first product of the Spirit of God. It isis next to the first, and we may be sure that the order in which it is placed by the inspired apostle is meant to be instructive. The fruit of the Spirit is love first, and as the rest, then joy rises out of it. It is remarkable that joy should take so eminent a place. It attains unto the first three and is but one place lower than the first. Look at it in its highest position, and if you have missed it, or if you have depreciated it. Revise your judgment and endeavor with all your heart to attain to it. For depend on it, the fruit of the Spirit is of the utmost value.
他这样写道：论到喜乐，就算它不是神的灵所结的第一个果子，也是仅次于第一位的。我们完全可以确定，受圣灵启示的使徒所安排的顺序是有指导意义的。圣灵的第一个果子是爱，接下来就是由爱生出来的喜乐。喜乐被放在一个如此显要的位置上，这一点非常值得注意。它不仅位列三甲，事实上是高居第二。好好看看它所在的高位，如果你缺少它或者轻视了它，你要重新判断一下，并要尽心尽力去得到它，依靠它。圣灵的这个果子是价值连城的。
So when you leave today, I hope that you hold joy at a high position.
所以今天当大家离开的时候，我希望你们能够把喜乐放在一个高的位置上。
Something that you want to attain to.
是一个你能够希望得到的东西。
In 1937, architect Frank Lloyd Wright built a house for an industrialist, Hibbert Johnson.
在1937年呢，一位叫做弗兰克·劳埃德·莱特的建筑师为一个叫做希伯德·约翰逊的实业家建了一栋房子。
But I don't know if anyone is an architecture, but he was one of the greatest.
不知道这里有没有学建筑的？据说这个莱特是一个非常伟大的建筑师。
But one rainy evening, Johnson was entertaining distinguished guests for dinner when the roof began to leak.
在一个雨夜呢，约翰逊在家中宴请贵宾，然后房顶就漏雨了。
The water seeped through directly above Johnson himself, dripping steadily on his bald head.
雨水从房顶上直落下来，不偏不倚就滴在约翰逊的秃顶上面。
Oh, he was so upset.
他当然懊恼极了。
So he called Wright in Phoenix, Arizona.
所以他就给在凤凰城亚利桑那州的弗兰克打电话。
And he said, Frank, he said, you have built this beautiful house for me, and we enjoy it very much. But the roof leaks, and right now I am with some friends and distinguished guests, and it is leaking right on top of my head.
他就给弗兰克打电话说：弗兰克啊，你给我建了这栋华屋，我们都很喜欢，可是现在房子在漏雨啊，而且我还跟一般贵宾挚友在一起，雨水就正好滴在我的头顶上。
There was a pause on the line.
电话那端有一瞬间的沉默。
And Frank Lloyd Wright reportedly replied, "Well, Hib, why don't you move your chair?"
然后据说，弗兰特劳埃德莱特就这样回答说，希伯啊，你干嘛不挪一挪椅子呢？
So this morning we're going to talk about joy and what Galatians 5 says about the fruit of the Spirit, which is joy.
所以今天我们要谈一谈喜乐。加拉太第五章说，圣灵的果子之一就是喜乐。
Point number one, the Word of God seems to focus heavily on joy.
第一点是，神的话语似乎非常重视喜乐。
There's a Jewish encyclopedia, and Kaufman Kohler stated that no language has as many words for joy and rejoicing as the Hebrew language.
有一本犹太百科全书，其中一位犹太的夫子叫考夫曼克勒这样说：没有哪一个语言有像希伯来文一样有那么多描述喜乐的词汇。
In the Old Testament, there are 27 different words that are primarily used for the aspects of joy or joyful participation in worship.
在旧约中有27个不同的词汇来描述喜乐的某一方面或者是参与宗教敬拜人的喜乐。
Kohler says that religious rituals demonstrate that God is the source of our joy.
据科勒讲呢希伯来的宗教仪式是显示出神是喜乐的来源。
A good Israelite regarded the act of thanking God as the supreme joy of his life.
好的以色列人把对神的感恩看作是他生命中至高无上的喜乐。
Pure joy is joy in God, both in the source and the object of our joy.
纯粹的喜乐是以神为本且以神为对象的喜乐。
Let's look at Psalm 16:11.
我们来看诗篇第16:11.
You make me known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
诗人这样写道：你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
The New Testament also stresses joy.
新约也同旧约一样，强调喜乐。
1 Thessalonians 5:16, be joyful always.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六节说，要常常喜乐。
In Romans 12:12 says we should be joyful in hope.
罗马书十二章十二节说，在指望中要喜乐。
Philippians chapter 4 verses 4 says, Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
腓立比书四章四节说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
Now let's look at Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always.I will say it again, rejoice.
我们再看一遍腓立比书四章四节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
It's interesting how Paul felt compelled to say it again.
有趣的是，保罗他感觉他有必要说两次。
Why do you think Paul needed to repeat himself?
为什么保罗要重复呢？
You know, as a parent, I realize that I repeat myself often.
作为一个父亲呢，我意识到我有的时候太重复啰嗦了。
Especially to my teenagers.
特别是对我的十几岁的孩子。
See, I want my teens' undivided attention.
我需要我的孩子对我能够全神贯注。
And sometimes Karen gives me that look.
有的时候我太太 Karen 就会那样看我一眼。
You know that look that says, "You can stop now. I think they got the point."
大家知道那个眼神就是说你现在可以闭嘴了，他们已经明白了。
Now, I thought I could handle teenagers because I was a youth minister.
我觉得我还是有办法来管教我的青少年的孩子，因为我自己就是青少年牧师。
But they act different at youth group.
但他们是一个不同的青少年。
Than they do at home.
他们在家的时候表现是不一样的。
But Paul wanted us to think about this. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
保罗让我们来想一下保罗说要常常靠主喜乐我再说要喜乐。
The Lord wants us to experience joy.
主要我们经历喜乐。
Many Christians struggle with the idea of having joy.
很多基督徒在要生命中有喜乐这一点上很挣扎。
The problem is they don't have any.
问题就是他们根本没有喜乐。
And this is a fruit of the Spirit that we should all enjoy.
但这是圣灵所结的一个果子，我们都应该拥有。
The evangelist Billy Sunday noticed this absence of joy in the lives of many people he preached to.
一个宣道人叫 Billy Sunday， 他注意到了在他所传道的对象当中有很多人缺乏喜乐。
And he observed.
于是他说
Is there no joy in your religion? You've got a leak in your faith.
如果你的信仰中没有喜乐，那你的信心就破了一个洞。
If we don't have joy in our life, we've got a problem.
如果我们生命中没有喜乐的话，我们就有问题了。
And we need to find a way to deal with it.
我们需要找到解决它的办法。
Now, if you had a leak in your house, wouldn't you want to fix it?
你的房子要是漏了的话，你会不会想要修呢？
But sometimes we have leaks in our joy, and we don't fix it, but we need to.
对，但我们有的时候，我们的喜乐漏了一个洞，我们不想修，但是我们其实必须要修。
The way we carry ourselves is more important than the leak we have in our roof.
我们生命的情况比我们房顶的漏洞要严重的多。
Point number two, people point out that they don't have joy because they don't have a reason to be joyful.
我想说的第二点是有人会说他们没有喜乐是因为他们没有什么喜乐的原因。
Sometimes people go into competition and they say, you think you've got it bad, I've got it really bad. Let me tell you.
对，有的时候大家比赛看谁的生活更糟，你觉得你已经很糟了吗？我比你还要糟糕哎。
God doesn't want us to go in competition about how bad our lives are.
神不想让我们参加这种比赛谁的生活更糟。
But sometimes life seems like it's falling apart.
但有的时候生活看起来就是七零八落。
There's problems with our job or our family.
我们的工作，我们的家庭。
Our health.
我们的健康都会有问题。
Our car maybe have car repairs.
我们的车可能需要去修。
And it's hard to be joyful.
对啊，所以这样的话很难喜乐。
And I can't blame people for feeling that way.
我觉得人们这样想其实也无可厚非。
Sometimes it's hard, really hard to be joyful. This is not something easy that we do.
有的时候要有喜乐的确是非常困难的，这不是一件容易的事情。
There's all kinds of struggles and troubles in this life.
我们的生活中有许多的挣扎，许多的麻烦。
And maybe you're overwhelmed by the pain.
也许你感到疼痛难忍。
And you're unsure about your future.
前途渺茫。
But there's a problem with that approach to life.
但是这种对待生活的方式是有问题的。
We can't wait till everything turns out the way that we hoped.
我们不可能一直等到非要万事如意。
We can't patch up all of our problems easily.
我们不会很容易的搞定一切麻烦。
Sometimes we just lack joy.
有的时候我们就是缺乏喜乐。
But in life, we mostly live in the plateaus of life.
但是在生活当中，我们通常都是在人生的平原区。
Maybe you live in a valley right now.
也许你在人生的低谷。
We rarely live on the mountaintops, but we want to live there.
我们很少真的攀上人生的顶峰。
But one day we will be on the mountaintops in heaven.
但是有一天我们会在天国的顶峰。
Jesus himself warned us in John chapter 16 verse 33.
耶稣本人在约翰福音第十六章三十三节也这样警告我们。
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
我将这事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Now the good news is that you don't have to wait until you're happy to experience joy.
好消息就是你不需要等到你快乐的时候才能经历喜乐。
You can experience joy right now.
你现在就可以经历喜乐。
I think it starts with being grateful toward God when we wake up in the morning.
我想这可以从我们一早上起来对神有一颗感恩的心开始。
And we go to bed at night, we thank God for our life.
我们晚上睡下之前为我们的生命向神献上感恩。
I talked to the youth last night a little bit about this.About being grateful.
我昨天晚上跟青少年组讲了一点点关于感恩的事情。
It's a very important aspect that youth need to be grateful toward God.
青少年非常需要对神存一颗感恩的心。
And I shared a little bit about some children that I had visited in China. It was a minority group.
我为他们分享了我在中国访问的一群少数民族的孩子。
And they lived, they lived way in the mountains. It was at least a 2 or 3 hour drive up in the mountains with a 4x4.
他们住在非常偏远的山区，至少要开车两个小时。
And the friend that was taking me up would help provide meals for them to be able to have maybe three meals instead of two.
所以我和我的朋友们是上去为他们送饭，这样他们一天可以吃上三顿饭，而不是两顿饭。
And a lot of these kids had never seen a white person ever in their life.
很多这些孩子当中这辈子都没有见过一个白人。
But what struck me the most is that these kids, because they struggled and had such a hard life, that you could see on their faces that they weren't happy.
因为他们生活是如此艰难，所以你从他们的脸上可以看出来他们不开心。
And I told the youth, you guys have a lot of reasons to be happy because your needs are taken care of.
所以我对青少年们讲，你们其实有很多可以开心快乐的理由，因为你们的需要都已经得到了满足。
You don't have to think about if you need shoes or not because mom and dad will probably get the shoes you need.
你不用担心你会不会没有鞋穿，因为你的父母就给你们买鞋了。
You don't have to worry about that next meal because you probably maybe even snack in between meals.
你也不需要担心下一顿饭有没有得吃，因为你可能吃的都已经太饱了。
And one of the struggles that we have in America especially is that we can become consumed about making ourselves happy.
我觉得在美国我们有一个很大的问题，就是我们淹没在了想要给自己寻找快乐之中。
And it's our jobs to teach our children and our youth that we're not seeking after happiness, we're seeking after joy.
所以我们的工作就是要告诉我们的孩子，我们的青少年，我们不是要追求快乐，我们是要追求喜乐。
Now God's joy will always bring happiness, but the pursuit of happiness will not always bring joy.
属神的喜乐是一定会带来快乐，但是快乐，追求快乐不一定能带来喜乐。
Let me repeat that again. God's joy will always bring happiness, but the pursuit of happiness will not always bring joy.
让我再重复一次，属神的喜乐一定会带来快乐，但对快乐的追求不一定能带来喜乐。
Why would that be?
为什么会这样呢？
The word happiness actually derives from the English word happenstance.
快乐这词其实是从英文一个叫做偶发事件这个词里衍生出来的。
Which means that something happens because of circumstance.
意思就是在某一种环境之下所偶然发生的事情。
Thus we think about happiness as an emotion.
如此说来快乐是一种情绪。
An emotion that's caused because of circumstance.
这种情绪是因环境而生的。
And sometimes we know that the world is fixated on happiness.
我们知道这个世界经常是定睛注意在快乐上面。
They want to feel good.
他们想要感觉良好。
We all want to feel good.
我们都想感觉良好。
I mean, I like the temperature to be comfortable, and I like to be, like to have clean clothes and a shower. We like to feel comfortable.
我想要有宜人的气候，我想要穿干净的衣服，我想要痛痛快快洗个澡，我想要很舒服。
I notice as I get older, I want to be more comfortable.
我觉得我年纪越长，越想要追求舒适安逸。
My two youngest, Levi and Stephen, are now in Cub Scouts.
我的两个最小的孩子 Levi 和 Stephen, 他们现在在 Cub Scouts.
Cub Scouts, yeah, it's like scouting.
叫幼童军是吧 ？OK.
And the Cub Scout leader talked about going camping.
幼童军的领袖呢，就会带他们出去露营。
And I thought, it's cold.It's Michigan.
我就想冻死了，这是密歇根哎。
He's talking about camping in October.
你们十月份的时候出去露营吗
？That is far from my happy realm.
这已经远远超出了我快乐的范畴。
One time, I took the kids to Disney World.
有一次，我带我的孩子们去迪士尼乐园。
Now, who has gone to Disney World? Raise your hand.
去过迪士尼乐园的请举手。
Okay. Well, we've got about half.Of the congregation that's been to Disney World.
所以我们大约有一半的弟兄姐妹去过。
Well, as a dad, you make sure everything's right. You got your tickets, your shuttle bus. You just want to make sure everything goes smoothly.
作为一个父亲呢，你当然需要把一切都安排好，买车票啊，买门票啊，你要确定一切都没有问题。
You want to make sure everybody has fun.
你要确定每个人都玩得开心。
And Disney World is big money now.
而迪士尼呢，现在很贵了。
And after doing all that shuttle rides and hotels and Disney World, by the time I got to Disney World, I was stressed out and worn out.
对，我们长途旅行住了旅馆，所以等我们真正到了迪士尼乐园的时候，我已经感觉有点情绪低落，而且很疲惫。
And see, all that was dependent on the moment. It was dependent on a feeling.
大家要注意，这一切都是基于环境，都是基于情绪的。
See, I wanted to manipulate a situation so it went my way because I was spending big money. I want to make sure my kids have a lot of fun.
我一直在试图操控环境，能够让他顺着我的意图发展，因为我已经出了大血了，所以我要我的孩子能玩得开心。
But by contrast, God's kind of joy does not depend on your present situation.
但是属神的喜乐是不以你现在的环境为转移的。
In fact, God's joy often can exist despite of your circumstance.
事实上，就算是诸事不利，属神的喜乐也可以依然存在。
One time, a person asked his friend, "How are you doing?"
有一天呢，有一个人问他的朋友，你现在还好吗？
And he said, he was upset about something.That had happened in his life, and he replied, "Oh, all right, under the circumstances."
他的朋友呢，因为生活中有一些不顺心的事情，不开心，就说，在目前的情况之下呢，还算凑合吧。
To which the man replied,
第一个人回答说，
"What are you doing there?"
你在那里干什么？
"What are you doing under your circumstances?"
你干嘛要待在情况之下呢？
God doesn't want to be under our circumstances.
神不要我们居于环境之下。
God wants us to be overcomers.
神要我们成为超越，成为胜利者。
He wants us to take control of our lives with Him as the driver.
他要我们与他一起掌控自己的生命。
He wants us to set us free from the chains and the shackles that life imparts on us.
他要救我们脱离生活加给我们的枷锁和捆绑。
John chapter 8 verses 36 says, If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. We can't live one bad situation to the next. We need to take charge of our situations and let God be in control of our lives.
约翰福音八章三十六节说，所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。我们不能在一个又一个的恶劣环境下得过且过，我们应该掌控我们的生命。
Jesus has set us free.
耶稣已经放我们自由了。
Point number three, Scripture tells us to rejoice.
第三点是圣经也告诉我们要喜乐。
And as I look at James chapter 1 verses 2 through 4, let's see what that says.
让我们看一下雅各书第一章二到四节是怎么说的。
It says, Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
这经文说到，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也要成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
God doesn't mean for us not to go through trials.
神不是说不要我们经历试验。
But they're sure not enjoyable.
但这些试炼显然是不愉快的。
But God's not done with us yet, and He wants us to grow with Him.
但神在我们身上的工作没有完，他需要我们跟他一起成长。
Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 4 verses 12 to 13, Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial that you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the suffering of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed.
彼得前书第四章十二至十三节，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇到非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
What are the scriptures saying here?
这些经节在说什么呢？
If the roof is leaking and you can't get someone to fix it right away, move your chair.
他说的其实就是，如果屋顶在漏雨的话，你又找不到人修理，那你挪挪椅子。
We need to change our perspective.
我们需要换一个视角。
Take some control in your life and rejoice in the Lord.
掌控自己的生命，在神中喜乐。
There's a story about Paul and Silas in the Bible.
圣经记载了保罗和希拉的故事。
They were ministering in the city of Philippi.
他们在腓利比牧会。
And they were arrested.
但是他们被捕了。
It says in Acts chapter 16, 22 to 24, the crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and to be beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in their inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks.
使徒行传16章22到24节记载到，众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打，打了许多棍，便将他们下在监里，吩咐禁足严谨看守。禁足领了这样的命，就把他们下在内监里，两脚上了木狗。
Now they hadn't really done anything wrong.
他们根本没有做错什么。
They were just preaching about Jesus and actually healed a demon-possessed girl.
他们只是在传讲耶稣，并且治好了一个被鬼附着的女孩。
But now they're mistreated, abused, beaten, and imprisoned.
可结果他们却是被冤枉、被虐待、被殴打，还被监禁。
How would you respond to that?
如果换作是你，你会有怎样的反应呢？
Maybe you'd say, "It's not right. It's not fair."
你可能会说，没有天理，真不公平。
They have no right to treat me like this.
他们凭什么这样对我？
You could almost hear maybe them shouting out threats and curses from that inner cell.
你是不是几乎可以听到保罗和希拉在最幽暗的牢房里边喊出恐吓和诅咒呢？
But wait a minute, that's not what it says.
但等一下，经上不是这样说的。
Acts 16:25 tells us about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.And the other prisoners were listening to them.
使徒行传16章25节接下来写，约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
Can you imagine praying and singing hymns to the Lord after being beaten and thrown into prison?
大家能想象吗？在被殴打、监禁之后，还祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
But this is not what they did.Paul and Silas had been stripped, beaten, thrown into the darkest place in prison, and they rejoiced in the Lord.
保罗和希拉被剥了衣服，下在监狱最幽暗的牢房里，还上了木狗。然而他们在神中有喜乐。
They prayed and they sang and they held a mini revival in their cell.
他们祷告、唱诗，他们在牢房当中开了一个小型的复兴会。
They could have let this situation, the circumstance, affect the way they felt, and they could have become bitter very easily.
他们本来可以放任环境来掌控他们，然后就心中感到非常的苦毒。
But instead, they gained control of the situation and rejoiced to God.
但是恰恰相反，他们控制了环境，并且在神中有喜乐。
Praying and singing.
祷告唱诗。
The end result was that Paul and Silas witnessed to a literal captive audience here in prison. They were caring about the other prisoners.
事实上就是保罗和希拉对这一众囚犯做了一个见证。
And they ended up baptizing the jailer and his family and brought them to Christ.
最终他们还为狱卒施洗，把他全家都带向了主。
I wonder how many missed opportunities I've had because...of my happiness.
有的时候我不知道因为我追求快乐而错过了多少机会。
But these guys were on track. They were focused in on the Lord.
这些人在深陷困境的时候，他们定睛在主身上。
See, God's kind of joy is not an emotion.
所以属神的喜乐不是一种情绪。
That just happens to you.
不是这种就由你产生的情绪。
See, God's joy is a tool where we can use it to take control of our life.
神的喜乐是给我们的一个工具，让我们用来掌控生命。
The Holy Spirit is the tool that leads and guides our life, and a lot of times that muscle becomes very flabby.
圣灵是用来引领我们在我们生命中引导我们的工具，但有的时候这个肌肉不锻炼就松弛了。
Nehemiah said in chapter 8 verse 10, "Go and enjoy choice foods and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared."This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
尼希米书八章十节，尼希米说，你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的，就分给他。因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁。因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你的力量。
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
耶和华的喜乐是我们的力量。
Point number three. Well, How can I do that? How can I lay hold of the joy from the Lord?
第三点是我想说一下，我们如何能做到呢？我们能如何能抓住靠耶和华而得的喜乐呢？
Well, we understand the source is not ourselves, it's not circumstances, it's not emotion.
我们要明白，喜乐的源头不是我们自己，不是环境，不是情绪。
We go back to Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is joy.
我们还是回到加拉太书5:22，圣灵的果子是喜乐。
In other words, God's Spirit is the source of our joy.
换言之，神的圣灵是我们喜乐的源头。
So the more that we're filled with the Spirit of God, the more God's joy will spill out of us.
所以我们越是被圣灵充满，我生命中靠神的喜乐就越多。
Look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19 to 20. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord.
以弗所书5:18-20说，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱新和的赞美主。
Maybe it's good to surround yourself with praise and worship music.
所以用荣耀神的音乐来环绕你是好的。
The other day when I was at the church office, I noticed that Elisa was listening to praise and worship hymns in her office.
有一天我在办公室里面听到伊丽莎在听赞美诗。
And I could tell that that lifted her up.
我可以看出来这给她的精神很大的振奋。
I've got this little car. It's a little Kia. I call it my Korean sports car.
我有一辆小小的起亚车，我管它叫韩国产的跑车。
Now I really like this car.
我很喜欢这辆车。
Because when I got it, I had an old beat up truck that I traded in for it.
因为之前我是用一辆已经破得不得了的卡车来交换的。
Now this car is a manual stick shift and it has no power windows.
这辆车是一个手排档的，也没有电动门窗。
No power steering.
没有转向助力。
No air conditioning.
没有空调。
But it's got a great radio.
但是有一个很棒的收音机。
And I subscribe to satellite radio.
我就收听卫星电台。
And they got an awesome Christian radio station.
他们有一个很棒的基督教的电台。
And I like to turn it up.
我就喜欢把声音放大。
This morning as we drove in, Jadlyn and I came in early about 7, and we just cranked it up and listened to the words about giving praise to God.
我们今天早上开车来的时候，来得很早，早上7点就来了，我们那时候就把收音机打开，听赞美神的话语。
Giving praise to God will help you to experience joy.
赞美神会帮助我们经历喜乐。
And you don't have to be anywhere special. You can do it in your car, while you exercise, at work, at home, and I hope especially with your family.
其实不需要在一个特定的地点，你可以是在你的车里，可以是在你的办公桌前，可以是在家里，特别是和你家人在一起的时候。
Ephesians 5:20 says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
以弗所书5:20说，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
We need to give a lot of time in giving, praying, and thanking God for all He has done in our lives.
我们需要花很多的时间来向神祷告，感谢他为我们所做的一切。
I suspect Paul and Silas were going back in their minds of the wonderful times they had as Christians, as new Christians.
我怀疑，保罗和希拉在监牢里的时候，就是在回忆他们作为基督徒所经历的奇妙的时光。
Maybe they thought about the miracles that they had seen take place.
也许他们在思想他们所亲眼见到的神迹。
And it wasn't dependent on how they felt.
而这不是以他们的情绪为转移的。
Ephesians 5:21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
以弗所书5:21说，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
We need to submit to each other in love for Christ. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们要在基督的爱里边去彼此顺服，我们是属神的弟兄姊妹。
This is hard to do, isn't it?
这个有点困难，不是吗？
I mean, we're Christians, shouldn't it be easy?
但我们是基督徒，是不是应该容易一些呢？
But we irritate one another, don't we?
但是我们经常去惹彼此讨厌。
We do, and it's hard to get past that sometimes.
我们确实就这样做，而且有的时候很难克服这一点。
But the Lord would have us to love one another.
但是神却要我们彼此相爱,
and pass on the joy that we have.
For
For the Christian, joy is not an emotion.
对基督徒而言，喜乐不仅仅是一种情绪。
It's a tool that God gives us to be overcomers.
喜乐是神给予我们成为成圣者的利器。
There's power in this tool, the Holy Spirit that lives within us.
这个工具有着圣灵的能量。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says, Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书十二章二节说，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便升在神宝座的右边。
Jesus overcame the pain and disgrace of the cross.
耶稣受了十字架上的苦难羞辱。
He overcame the horror of the crucifixion.
他战胜了被钉的恐惧。
Because he didn't focus on his present situation.
因为他没有着眼于他目前的情况。
Instead, he focused on the joy waiting for him.
而是定睛注意在等待他的喜乐上。
We talked about Fanny Crosby and...It was in Chinese, so I didn't hear it all.
我们刚才唱诗的时候已经谈到了 Fanny Crosby, 但是是用中文说的，所以牧师也没听明白说的什么。
Okay, I'll be honest, I heard very, very little.
对，他基本上没听懂。
So hopefully I'm not repeating something.
所以我希望我说的不是太过重复。
Fanny Crosby wrote over 8,000 hymns.
Fanny Crosby 一生写了超过8,000首的赞美诗。
She wrote the story, Tell Me the Story of Jesus.
他写过为我讲述耶稣的故事。
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
德福的确据，耶稣属我。
And to God be the glory, great things he has done.
还有荣耀归神，他成就大事。
But Fanny Crosby had been blind since she was a baby.
但是她在襁褓之中就双目失明了。
When she was 8 years old, she wrote this poem.
八岁的时候，她写下了这样的诗句。
Oh, what a happy soul am I. Although I cannot see, I am resolved that in this world,Contented, I will be.
我灵欢唱，尽管我生来目盲，我定义知足，在这尘世之上。
How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't? To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't.
我有多少祝福是他人所无？就算目不视物，我也绝不叹息痛哭。
I hope you remember to praise God for what you have.
我希望大家都能记住为你们所拥有的而赞美神。
There's many people that would love to trade their lives for yours.
很多人都愿意拿他们的生活来跟我们交换。
If you're able to get out of bed this morning, you have something to praise God for.
你今天能够睁开眼起床，你就有理由来赞美神。
If you have air in your lungs, you can say thank you, God, for one more day.
我们的肺中还有呼吸，我们就要为神说感谢主又赐给我们一天。
If you have hands and feet to be able to work and do things,Give praise to God.
如果你还有手有脚，能够工作，能够做事，那么赞美神。
If you have eyes and ears to hear, give praise to God.
如果你眼能见，耳能听，那赞美神。
James chapter 1 verses 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
雅各书一章二至四节，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，却要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也要成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
We need to number one focus on joy.
我们第一要定义在喜乐上。
And remember, you have a reason to be joyful this day.
大家要记住，我们有理由要喜乐。
And remember the scriptures that tells us to rejoice in the Lord.
大家要记住，圣经告诉我们要在神中喜乐。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day.
赐天父，我们为这日子谢谢你。
As I went through this week, I felt so convicted that I was seeking after happiness.
在我接下来的一周，我确定信心，我在过去的一周，我确定我一直要追求的是快乐。
I'm sure if we're honest before you, we know that.We oftentimes don't seek after joy.
如果我们在你面前坦诚的话，我们都知道，我们经常其实追求的不是喜乐。
It's not an easy thing to partake in.
这不是一件容易做的事情。
We have to humble ourselves before you.
我们必须要在你面前存谦卑的心。
We have to humble ourselves before others.
我们要在别人面前谦卑下来。
It's not an emotion.
这不是一种情绪。
It's not what's fair.
这不是关于公平。
And it's oftentimes maybe what's not right.
而且经常可能是不公平、不正确的。
But help us to go to you for what's right, not to man.
但是神啊，求你让我们在寻求公义的时候来到你的面前，而不是人的面前。
And Lord, help us to remember that the judge before us is not man, it's you.
神，让我们能够时时记得，我们要面对的审判不是人的审判，而是你的审判。
You're the one that we should please and seek after.
你是我们要应当讨得喜悦的，要追求的。
Lord, you gave us the tool, the Holy Spirit.
神啊，你给了我们一个利器，那是圣灵。
Which empowers us to be, that empowers us to be strong and to stand up against this world.
圣灵给了我们力量，让我们能够坚强地面对这个世界。
Lord, I pray that we wouldn't have flabby muscles in that way.
主啊，求你不要让我们的肌肉松弛。
That we work them out every day.
我们每天都锻炼。
The muscle of the Spirit of God that lives within us.
锻炼圣灵在我们中间的那块肌肉。
Let's go out and be overcomers.
让我们出去成为成圣者。
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督名祈求。Amen.